This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. Each module has two tracks. The first will give you information about the subject. The next one is a practical skills track, which can be listened to regularly to help you build your learning. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist. Where any form of physical exertion is involved, it's advisable to proceed carefully. If you experience any discomfort, stop. If you're in doubt, consult your doctor.
Do you ever get stressed? Or maybe you'd even say you feel constantly stressed out. Are you aware that feeling stressed also places physical strains on your body, in particular your back? When it comes to easing back pain, did you know that easing the psychological pressures that you face day to day can make a big difference? This audio information is brought to you by DPP Health at Work, the UK's specialist provider of health and well-being information. In the next few minutes, we're going to look at the link between stress and back pain and how learning to relax and tackle stress can improve your back health. At the end of the audio information, our back specialist, Dr. David Peters, will take you through an easy but effective relaxation technique that you can use to help reduce stress levels and ease muscular tension at the same time. Stress, depression, and anxiety make back pain worse. So for some people, relieving stress will be an important and effective way of beating back pain. Take a moment to think about times that you've been stressed and how your body reacted physically, or ask yourself whether you get back pain at times of stress. It's known that just thinking about certain situations and emotions will instantly make the body feel tense. So it's easy to see why stress, particularly continued stress, can actually cause back pain. Your body responds to stress by stimulating the fight or flight response, a physical reaction that all mammals have evolved to help them respond to emergency or threatening situations. When your body reacts to a scary or alarming situation, it releases chemicals or hormones into your bloodstream, which prepare different parts of your body for emergency action, just as it would do if you were in an emergency. Without your having to do this deliberately, the muscles around the neck and shoulders tense in readiness for protection or aggression. The lower back muscles brace themselves, also unconsciously of course, to resist attack. When a lot of stressors are active at once, or follow each other quickly and overlap, then these stress responses, which are meant to be short-lived, start to linger. This constant tension can actually cause back pain. So it's understandable that back pain can sometimes be a symptom of anxiety or depression. And understandably, depression is more common in patients who have long-term back pain problems than it is in patients with acute short-term pain. There are many reasons why. Having back pain continually for months on end disturbs sleep, makes memory poor and concentration difficult, resulting in fatigue and irritability. People with back pain who don't stay active spend more and more time away from others. This social isolation and a lack of enjoyment gets worse if they have withdrawn from work, which in turn has financial implications and impact. On top of this, months of taking painkillers can create mental fogginess, and anti-inflammatory medications may cause stomach upsets. Relationships may be further strained because pain and a sex drive just don't go together. That is why it's so important to stay active and tackle stress early on. If a downward physical and emotional spiral sets in and you lose mental and physical fitness, you'll feel unable to change the situation, even when possible solutions exist. So don't let back pain drag on. And if you suspect you're depressed, see your doctor as soon as you can. When stress responses are no longer followed, as they should be, by relaxation responses, then it's time for you to take action and learn how to trigger your own relaxation response. Doing this will help counter the stress response and reduce its negative mental and physical impact. So when your body learns to relax itself, it helps reduce the pain from tense muscles. Regular relaxation will gradually allow you to become more aware of the times when you're feeling tense and will help relieve this tension. Taking regular exercise will also help, as this will promote relaxation as well as helping your back build up its strength and flexibility. Building mental and physical fitness is the best way to treat and prevent long-term back pain. Exercise, or getting active, relieves stress and releases pent-up feelings. By increasing your mental alertness and reducing muscle tension, it can boost your energy levels. In addition, exercise can be a great way of triggering your body's relaxation response, helping you to both relax more and sleep better. But when it comes to back pain, the benefits of exercise are far greater. Not only could getting active reduce your stress levels and lift depression, but it is also a highly effective way of preventing and relieving back pain. So working on your mental and physical fitness is the best way to treat and prevent long-term back pain. Just 20 minutes brisk walking a day has been shown to improve general mental and physical fitness. Some exercise systems help heal both body and mind. Gentle yoga, for instance, stretches and relaxes the muscles, quiets the breathing, and calms the mind. Tai Chi, too, improves balance and coordination while improving concentration and alertness. Both of these systems include elements which are like meditation. And meditation itself can begin in very simple ways. The relaxation response is a simple way of attaining the state of relaxed alertness that counteracts stress and triggers the body's natural healing processes. It's been scientifically proven that regular relaxation sessions are an effective treatment for a wide range of stress-related disorders. In fact, to the extent that any disease is caused or made worse by stress, the relaxation response will help. Other techniques for encouraging the relaxation response include imagery, progressive muscle relaxation, meditation and mindfulness, repetitive physical exercises, breath focus, and repetitive prayer.